Well, certainly one of our favorites from the old days. She's got a great series out. It's an Emmy Award-winning series. It's called Who Do You Think You Are? Returns. Actually, debuted last Monday. TLC, Lisa Kudrow, you know her well, Friends Days and everything else. So many great things along the way. We welcome her to Long Island Radio. Jay Oliver here. Lisa, great to have you.
Hi, how are you?
It is great, great having you. You know, you happen to be a fan favorite of my two incredible producers, and Matt Tran and Mike Casale. Big fans of Phoebe back in the day and Lisa Kudrow, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah?
Very big fans. You know, before I get into the series, you know, I was flipping the channels this past week, knowing we were going to have you on. And, you know, your character, I mean, listen, you've heard it a million times. I mean, brilliant beyond belief, Phoebe, folk singer, the whole nine yards. You have to reminisce in the day as far as Friends and with all of these reboots, and I'm sure you've been asked this as well. I mean, I know it's been asked. I saw David Schwimmer said absolutely not. Or actually, maybe he gave Ellen DeGeneres maybe a little bit of an inkling of a possibility, a little bit of a window there. Could you ever see the great Friends in a reboot coming back into play here, Lisa?
No, I don't. I know, isn't that too bad? But I don't see it happening.
There you go. Well, so,
sorry. I know, I hate always saying, no, it's not going to happen. But, yeah, sorry.
At least you're definitive
about it.
Although
I don't know what that would be. I mean, it seems like it might be pathetic. I mean, we watched it because it's about like 20, 30, or 40-something, not even 40-something, figuring out their lives. And if, you know, by 40s and 50s, you don't have it figured out, that's not fun.
Six all-new long-hour episodes are really revealing some very surprising family histories of some of the country's most prominent of public figures. I love shows like this, to go back to see the genuine reactions of those who we see in different genres of the industry. You know, it's quite genuine to see expressions here. I like that.
Yeah, well, Who Do You Think You Are can really be, it's always a surprise, you know. No one, guessed, otherwise we wouldn't shoot that episode. So it's always a surprise, and it can be really emotional, too. It's kind of surprising, you know, because some of these ancestor stories go back hundreds and hundreds of years. So, but still, it just reminds us that these were human beings living, you know, in periods of history, and it's personalized for us, you know. Although Megan Mullally is up next, and that one's a little closer. It's her father's family. So she just, that one's pretty personal. And it's really good.
No, it's great stuff. Lisa Kudrow with us. You knew her from the days of Friends, of course. Who Do You Think You Are? Came into play last Monday, 9 o'clock, TLC. You know, I like the celebrities involved here. Lisa, Hilary Duff, Jean Smart. John Cryer, an old favorite of mine, travels to New England, mm-hmm. learns that his 9 times great-grandfather was an indentured servant who made his way to America under some harrowing circumstances. You know, it's situations like that, certainly relating to like a John Cryer, really kind of makes you, you know, it kind of really delves into the emotional state, genuine state as far as reaction and learning of your ancestry.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, well, you know, you get the details. I mean, people wrote detailed accounts, especially like John Cryer's ancestor in Scotland lost a battle, and because of that was a prisoner of war, death march from Scotland to England, and then because he survived and was fit, was, you know, sort of sold into indentured servitude to the colonies here. And then survived that, and had land, and that John Cryer would not be here if not for those events that were terrible. But, and also just what strong people, you know, it's
Yeah, no doubt.
Really inspiring, this show.
It really is, and you bring up Megan Mullally, who really kind of chases this dark legacy, so to speak, of her father's line, really uncovering the story of how her two times great-grandmother, I think I got it right, persevered despite being caught in a cycle of domestic abuse. I mean, that's alarming stuff going back to the day for one's members, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely, yes. She's really interested in the history of domestic violence in her family, wondering, can I find its origins? What are the roots? Does it go back, or was it just, you know, my father and his father? And it went back. And she goes back to Civil War time. And the remarkable thing about what we got to do with her is our researchers found documents about her great great grandmother. And you usually don't get to hear a woman's story through the documents because, you know, everything, a woman is mostly her husband, their one unit, and she's just sort of in his shadow. And she was really a remarkable woman for her time. Experienced domestic violence just right off the bat, you know. Megan, she's a newspaper article that her husband's in prison for whipping her. And Megan does the math, and it's while she was pregnant with her great-grandfather.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is. Who do you think you are? You can catch it TLC Mondays, 9 o'clock. Ancestry, Lisa, very important here because we know them as the leading family history company. They team up again kind of as a sponsor for this season, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, Ancestry is a huge part of our show.
And really provide a lot
fantastic.
Of this research, you know, this family history research on each of the featured celebrities and really making these discoveries possible and building out the story of each episode. It's fascinating stuff. Who do you think you are? You're a producer on this. Do you like being more behind the scenes? We love to see you in front of the camera. I mean, who can forget Romy and Michelle's wedding and everything else, but Friends, obviously, but what about in front of the camera? Do we ever see Lisa Kudrow in coming years, as far as being in that particular way of vision?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, maybe.
But you enjoy behind the scenes producing and everything else, obviously, here, right?
Well, I like producing this show, for sure. I love working on this show. So I'm whether they like it or not, I'm involved in every aspect of this show.
Well, it's good stuff, Lisa. It's fantastic. We look forward to more of it. It came into play, of course, last Monday, and everybody catch it. Who do you think you are? Monday's TLC, which is TLC has become a network of champions with all the programming they have. Really great programming. And Lisa, we can't thank you enough for a couple of minutes this morning. Appreciate it. Hope to see more of you. Good luck still behind the scenes on this stuff.
Thank you.
Appreciate a couple of minutes. Lisa Kudrow, everybody. We'll take a short break and come back after these words.